First Mishnah, Hakol Memirin. Everybody is allowed to make Temura. And it says what? Echad Anoshim V'yechad Anoshim. Whether it's a man on his korban, or whether it's an isha on her korban. That the Havminer is, Hakol Memirin means you're allowed to, even the Chetchila, that you're allowed to make Temura. Temura means, and let's say you own a korban, your behemoth you made into a korban, or the korban, shtom any korban, you made your behemoth into a korban, and then you take another behemoth that's chulin next to it, and you say, zu tachazu, that you want this chulin now to be like that one. So the chiddush of the Kror is that they both remain kaddish. The first one remains kaddish, and the second one you make in tumur also becomes kaddish. So the havmin the gemara, the mishnah means, akom mirin, everybody's allowed to make tumura, whether the owner of the korban is a man, or whether the owner is an isha. And when the Torah speaks out, the Gemara will speak out soon, that the whole parasha says b'loshen zohar. So I would have thought only a man can make a tumura, not an isha. Kavashma, no, even an isha also. If she owns the korban, the owner could make a tumura. Then the Mishnah says, lo isha adum rishoy lahomir, not that a person is allowed to make tumura, elo rather, shim homer mumer. All we mean to say is if you do make tumura, it's chal. That if you take your behemah chulin, next to the behemah kodshim, and you say zu tachazu, that you want the chulin to become kodesh, it becomes kodesh. That's all shemhema mumur. It's like a chal, the din k'tusha on this behemah. But you did not there, it's a lav, and therefore the sefek yasavoyim. The mice, you would get malchus, you're over a lav, the Torah says loyim arenu, you're not allowed to. The Rashi says, the sefek yasavoyim mishum lav, the loyomir. The Torah says you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah is now saying not that you're allowed to do it. Just if you do it, it's chal kedusha, and you'll get malchus. So now the Gemara asks the Hagufa kasha, it's a kasha on the Mishnah itself. Amar, the first the Mishnah starts off saying hakol memirin. Everybody can make tumura, which is mashma lechatchila. If you want to, you're allowed to. There's nothing wrong with it. V'adatoni, then it learns no. Then the Mishnah says loy shodim rishoy lohamir el lishim homa mumar is mashma only diyeved. That you're not allowed to do it lechatchila, and after all, if you do it, you're over in Aveira. Just if you do it, lemais it's chal kedusha on this behemah, and you get malchus for that. So more anyway, yes. But tizbra anyway, it's a kasha on the Mishnah. Hakom amirun lechatchila, like the Mishnah itself. If you, the way you want to learn the Mishnah, it starts off saying that anybody is allowed to make tumura. If so, ad kasha loch mas nisan before you ask a stira on the Mishnah alone from the beginning till the end of the Mishnah. Tikshiloch kro. Ask a question on the Torah itself. Everybody knows the Pasuk says, "Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomiroisai." They're not allowed to change it over, and you can't make tumura. So the Pasuk says there's an aver, there's a lav. So anyway, you have to ask a question on the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, "Akom amirim," mashma everybody's allowed to do it. How could you say that? The Torah says clearly there's a lav involved, and you get malchus because of this. And Tosfos even one side, Tosfos has a side to say that not only you get 40 like a one-time malchus, but there are two lavs here. Lo yachlifenu and lo yomer are two separate lavs, and you should get 80 malchus in, really, with one teretz and toisus. So everybody knows it's also to do it. So how could you think the Mishnah means it's mutter? So what's Ella Rav Pshat the Mishnah like this? Ella Omar Rav Yehuda. Hochi katoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Ha'akol matfisim b'tmura. Everybody is allowed to make tumura. Matfisa means if you take your behemah chulin next to the korban and say zu tachazu, it's chal tumura. It's matfisa. It's chal tofas. It grabs all the kedusha goes on this behemah chulin. Anybody can make the tumura. That's all the Mishnah means to say. Not that you're allowed to do it lechatchila. Just that hakol matfisa means whoever does it, it is chal tumura. Echad anoshim v'echad noshim. That's the chiddush. Even a lady could also make tumura. But the Mishnah explains itself. But don't make a mistake. Loi shodim rishon homer. Not that you're really allowed to do it. Because shim homer, or gishvi el shim homer, mumar. Just if you do it, if you say zu tachazu, it's like a chal kedusha on the behemah chulin. But, v'sofek yesaboyim, avadi rover lav, you get malchus. Could be one, could be two malchus in, but I call upon it for sure, you would get malchus. You're over lav. Even though it's a lav shein b'maisa, it's just the diva b'yama, that's one of the kedushim, you get malchus here. Then the Gemara says, Hakil lasu yemai. But still, the word Hakil in the Mishnah is extra. The Mishnah just should have said, Echad anoshim v'yechad anoshim mamirin. What's the lashon Hakil? What else do you come to include besides an isha? So the Gemara says, yes, the word Hakil is lasu yerush. comes to clue that if you yarshin your father's korban, you could make tumura. Let's say your father was makdish beim and made it into a korban erla, and then your father died and you yarshin this korban. So now if you make tumura, you take a beim as chul and say zutachazu is takachal, even though you were not makdish it, but since you yarshin, it is called your korban. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And if so, the loy kerev yuda, our Mishnah is not like kerev yuda shita. It's not, because we learn like this. Yoyrish soymech yoyrish meima dibur rabbi meya. That would be like our Mishnah, that if you yarshin your father's korban, so first of all, you're like the bottom now, you have to make smicha, you have to put your hands on top of it, make a smicha before the shita. And also, if you make tumura, it's chal tumura. Since you're the yoyrish, you're the bottom now, you could make tumura. That's rabbi meya shita. That's what our Mishnah would hold. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Yoyrish Eina Seimich. The Yoyrish Eina Meima, both things no. Since you are not Makdish the Korban, you only Yashin from your father, you cannot make Tumur on the Korban, even though you Yashined it. And no Adin, there's no Mitzvah Smicha. You would not have to make a Smicha before they make the Shechita. You don't have to put your hands on top of the Korban. So Kitz Machlekesh Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, and now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. That Akoma Mira means even a Yerush also. Now the more explains, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he says a Yerush cannot be Meimer? I'll tell you, Yalef Tchilas Hegdish Misaif Hegdish. He learns out Tchilas Hegdish, which means Tamura, from Saif Hegdish, from Smicha. It's called the end of Hegdish because Smicha is right before the Shechita. That's like called the end of the Kedusha, but you make a Shechita. However, Tumur is called like the beginning of a Hegdish. You first be Makdish this animal right now. So, Sir, Yehuda holds, he learns out the loch is of Smicha, of Tumura, from the loch of Smicha. Masav Hegdish, just like by the end of Hegdish, means before the Shechita by Smicha. Yerush ain't a Semech, he holds the Yerush cannot be Semech, we'll soon see why not. Therefore, Avtchila said, it's the same thing in the beginning, when you want to make a Tumur out of it, also Yerush ain't a Meimah, I'll tell you Yerush, cannot make tumura. That's a Yudishita. Now the question is, Usmicha Gufa Minolan, how do I know to say this? That a Yerush, a Yarsh in your father's korban, there's no mitzvah for you to make smicha. Why not? Either Kuru, you're the owner right now. Samura says yes. Rabbi Yudol's Tulosa Korbonoi Ksivi. In the parasha of smicha, it says the word korbonoi, that it has to be your korban three times. Rashi says, Bishlomim, the parak Vayikra. It says three times the word Kabonoi, it says the word Smicha by them. You say, why does it say three times the word Kabonoi? As if to say, you only have to make Smicha on your own carbon. So Chad means Kabonoi v'loi Kabonoi v'gavim. Only carbon, only a Jew's carbon needs Smicha, and not a carbon of a Goy. If a Goy is a Makdish, a carbon, there's no mitzvah Smicha. The Goy does not have to make Smicha on his carbon. V'echad korbonoi v'loi korban chaveroi, that you cannot make smicha even as a shliach for your friend. The owner has to make a smicha, and you cannot do smicha for your friend. It says korbonoi has to be your korban, and not that you could do it for your friend. And the third one, v'echad korbonoi v'loi korban oviv, that's where Rabbi Yehuda dashens. It exerts a cost of korbonoi only if you were makdish the animal. Then there's a mitzvah smicha, but if your father was a makdish, just you're yashning from your father, then if you hold, there's no mitzvah smicha. That's this pasuk of korbonoi v'loi korban shelaviv, loy korban aviv. That's the way. So therefore, since there's a pasuk that says there's no mitzvah smicha, who adin, he learns out tchilas hegdish from seif hegdish. Who adin, there's no mitzvah tumura either. Now the Gemara says l'Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Yom that he says yorish seimich. He holds no that a Yerush you could be Seimich. Aye, the question is, well, see if the pasuk says Korbonoi. Mashmah has to belong to you, yours and not your father's. Samur says, no, Rimeya Dashins, Rumi Boile the Rabbis, call a Balei Chayvrin Lesmicha. Rabbi Meir used this extra word, Korbonoi, to teach us that let's say two or three people brought the animal together. They're Shutfim. So, Lemais and Arul Mechuyiv to make a Smicha, that's the Chiddushia. The Rabbis called Balei Chayvrin means all three shutvim would have to make a smicha. Rashi says, "Balichorban smicha shem nishtatfu." If two or three people got together with one korban, it karina lakol chad v'chad korbanoi. Each one of them is called their korban, and therefore all of them have to make the smicha. That's what Rabbi Meir would do with the extra word korbanoi. but not to be mamayim, not to exclude a yerush. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yudif, so bali chayvur nesmicha, one teretz is less than nechnami. He does not hold from this. He holds you don't have the extra pasuk karbonoi to teach us that the shutfim have to make a smicha, but Adrav, the pasuk will teach us that there's no smicha by your father on your father's korban. But bali chayvur do not need smicha, and what's the reason why not? My taimo, tola miyachad korban the two, because if the korban doesn't belong special to any one of them, they're shutfis. So that's a view this svara that the bali chayvur there's no mitzvah smicha nechanami, since there's no one person that's miyuchad tolling this korban. The chal is not called karbonoi, so therefore he doesn't use the extra word karbonoi to teach us that shutfim have to make smicha. But adarabba, Rabbi Yehuda holds shutfim do not have to make smicha. So the pasuk comes to teach us that if you yarsh and your father, still there's no mitzvah smicha. The boy said another pshat could be like this: liyolim really islay. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to this drasha that the shutfim would have to make a smicha. But I'll tell you, the korban ovikichovim, the korban chaveru michad kronafkei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns out both these halachos from one kabonoi. One word kabonoi says only yours, means not a guy and not your friends, from the same pasuk. Then another kabonoi is the yaser lechad lebalichovim lesmicha. Then one type of kabonoi teaches us that if shutfim only together, they are mechuyev and smicha could be. And the third kabonoi comes to teach us not of your father. There has to be you a makdashit, and not a korban yarshin from your father. So the kids said that's trying to view the shit to the darshins are by smicha from the word karbonoi, that if you yarshin your father's korban, there's no mitzvah smicha on the ben, and who adin, there's no mitzvah tumur on the ben either. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You learn out tchilas hegdish from sof hegdish. Now Rabbi Meir, the yom that he says yes, yerush is meimer. My time. What's the reason? How does he know to say there's Tamura by a Yerush? Tamura says, Amalach, Ramei will teach you like this. The Pasuk says, Imheimer Yomir, a double Lashon. Kurd just says, Imhomir. What's Lashon? Imhomir Yomir, double Lashon of Tamura. Is Lerabbis HaYerush, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, comes to include even a Yerush, could make Tamura. That Lamaisa, now that you Yarshin your father's Korban, it's called your Korban, and therefore you can take a Behemoth school and say, Zutachazu, it's like a Chal Tamura. So once they have a plastic, it's called Tamura, and now Rabbi Meir